Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 25th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Sechta Nedarim Perek Yudalef Mishnah Yud. We learned in the previous Mishnah that once a woman has become independent, Rishus Atzma, she, the husband, or the father, respectively, cannot break the Nedarim. There are three basic ways in which a daughter of a father can become independent of the father, and the father cannot break the vow. One is called nisuin, that is, through marriage. If his Nara daughter, she's under 12 and a half and she got married, the father has no more jurisdiction over her. If she's gone under the chuppah, she's had nisuin, and then she gets widowed or divorced from her husband, she becomes what's called Yesoima Bechai Ha'av. We call that an orphan in the life of the father. She has a din like an orphan. It's as if her father was not alive. Her father is alive, but the Chachamim coined an expression, Yesoima Bechai Ha'av. Why? By virtue of the marriage and the fact that she had nisoin and eventually got divorced or widowed. That's it. She's now under their control. Second way is Misas Ha'av, if the father died, where she becomes a Yesoima Mamash, an actual orphan. The third way in which a daughter becomes an independent entity and the father cannot break the vow is Bogeres or Bagrus, once she becomes mature. Maturity here means 6 months after turning 12 and having the signs of adulthood, Simon and Naris. The gentle hairs, etc. Then, even if the father's alive, again, she attains separate independence. She pretends independence, and the father cannot break it. So these are the three. Orphaned in the life of the father, i.e. married, and then afterwards was divorced or widowed. Then actual orphan, orphan mamash, you say mamash, and bagrus, becoming mature. In all three, the neder that she makes will be kaim. However, there are variations within each one of them, different circumstances. And really, it's the only reason the Mishnah was given, the Yerushalmi says, is to teach the students, just to get their minds around different types of circumstances. And therefore, the three blossom into nine. We have actually nine cases, but they each set of three is grouped under the headings that we just mentioned. Let's have a look at the nine cases. Teisha Naris. There are nine cases of Naris and Bogeres as well. Nidrein Kayomin, whose vows will be valid, and the father has no rishus, no jurisdiction to break them. And they are as follows. Bogeres v'hiyasoma. She is mature, and also Yesoma in the life of the father. Not really a Yesoma, but a Yesoma in the life of her father. So what was the case? She made a neder when she was a Bogeres. She was already mature. And she was also out of the rishus of the father because she had married and then got divorced or widowed. She is like a Yesoma b'chai ha'av. And the neder will be upheld. Bogeres v'Yesoma. Case two, Nara uvagra v'Yesoma. She made the neder not when she was a Bogeres, when she was a Nara, when she was 12, before she was 12 and a half. The father, at that stage, she was under the jurisdiction. Ubogra, but then she became a Bogeres. She became a Bogeres afterwards. And with the time that she comes to ask her father to get out of a neder, to ask her father to break it, v'yesoima, and she is after marriage already. She's been married in between. So really there's already two factors now that stopping the father breaking her neder. And then you have case three, Nara Shaloi Bogra v'hiyasoima. You have a Nara, she made the neder when she was a Nara, and she was a Yesoima in the life of her father, but she wasn't yet mature, she wasn't yet Bogeres. And therefore the only reason that the father can't break it is because she is a Yesoima. She was married in between. So these are the three cases. What's in common of all three? That she was a Yesoima b'chai ha'av. She had married him already and then became a widow or divorced. She's now out of the jurisdiction of the father because of that. All three are under one heading of Yesomos Bechaya Av. Next set of three. Bogeres Umeis Oviha. She was a Bogeres. She was a mature, reached already 12 and a half, and her father died. So she made the neder after her father died, when she was already Bogeres. Number two, Nara Bogeres Umeis Oviha. She made the neder after her father had died, when she was still a Naira, but now she's a Bogeres. So we have the case where she has two reasons that she can't, that the father can break it. Number one, she's a Bogeres now already, and her father had actually, well, and her father died, obviously. Then there was number three, the third category of the third case of this category, and that is Nara Shalo Bogra Umeis Oviha. She made the neder when she was a Nara. She's still a Nara, Lo Bogra, she didn't, not mature. She's asking for someone to break it, but the father's already dead, Umeis Oviha. These are three cases, all under one heading, Yesomos Mamash. She's actually an orphan. The difference between these cases is simply variations of what happened. Did she make the neder when she was a Nara and still a Nara at the time she asked the question? Did she make the neder when she was already a Bogeres and she made it after the father died? Or did she make it while she was a Nara, the father died, and she's turned into, and she's Bogeres as well? So these are the three variations, all under the heading of Yesomos Mamash. Now we move to the Mishnah moves to the last set of three. These are going to be under the heading of Bogeres. All of them, the problem with the father not being able to break it is that she is a Bogeres. Number seven, eight and nine. Number seven, Nara Shemes Oviho or Mishemes Oviho Bogra. You have a girl whose father had died, and after the father died, she became a Bogeres. Well, we've got two reasons that she can't get it broken. Number one, the father's not there. Number two, she's a Bogeres anyway. Number eight, Bogeres v'Oviyo Kayom. She made the neder when she was a Bogeres mature. She's already 6 months after being 12 and 12 years of age and having the signs of adulthood. And her father is still alive. Notwithstanding, he can't break it. She's a Bogeres. And number nine, Nara Bogeres v'Oviyo Kayom. She made the neder when she was a Nara. And she's still a Bogeres now, but now she's a Bogeres. And the father is alive. These are all three, and what's in common in all three, the problem is that she's a Bogeres. Every one of these cases, she's a Bogeres at the time that she wants to have the neder broken, and father can't break it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he adds and says, Af hamasi bito haktana. Even if her father marries off his daughter as haktana, which he can do, and it's called a marriage minatara, v'nisalmana onisgarsha, and she got widowed or divorced, v'chazra atzlai, and returned to him, adain hi naira, or most mepharshim say, v'adain hi naira, and she is still a naira. Nevertheless, despite the fact that the father married off when she was a katana, but she got widowed or divorced, and now comes back to the father, and she's still a naira, or even if she's a katana, even though she too will have a neder standing, or her neder will be valid, and the father has not got the ability to break it, because once she's married, she's gone out of the rishus of the father. And that's despite the fact she may be still a ketana now, certainly if she's an ara, or an ara now. As I said in the introduction, the Rishalmi brings down that this Mishnah was really to test the abilities of the children in Cheder many, many years ago. The Talmud Yerushalmi brings this because there's not really a big chiddush in any of these cases. It's just extending their knowledge to develop the variations of what the cases could be. Mishnah Yudalef. A woman who says, Koinam she'eni nenes l'aba. I will vow that I'm not going to have any benefit from my father, Ulavicha, or from your father, if I have to do any work for you, if I do any job for you, any work for you, prepare any food, cook any meal for you, then I will ban, I'm banning my having any benefit from my father or your father. Or she said, I'm making a ban, I'm vowing, that I will not have benefit from anything of you, you, my husband. If I have to do anything for father, my father, or for your father. How is a yofer? A husband can break such a neder. Why? Because this type of a neder is clearly in the category of dvarim shebeino levino, something that causes friction between the partners. It's a shame. It'll be embarrassing for the husband that if the wife does any work for him, cooks anything for him, that she'll be prohibited having any benefit from his father or her father. That affects their relationship. It affects them. The husband would be very upset about that. Similarly, it would be a shame for him that she's not allowed to do anything for her father or his father or her father. Why? In order that she won't be also to him. It's very embarrassing. And here the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though the neder has not yet applied yet, she hasn't affected the condition yet. She hasn't triggered the condition to make the neder chal. Doesn't matter. The very condition of it, the whole nature of this neder, is something so unpleasant, it causes friction between them, and he can break that neder. The Miri points out, interestingly enough, that we must say that this Mishnah is talking about a Nara Marasa, a girl who has had Kiddushin, but still living at her father's house, where you need both father and husband to break it. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that they can. That he can break it, the father, and the husband too. It's Dvarim Shebeino Levino, clearly falls in that category, even though the neder hasn't yet even applied yet, because the condition hasn't been triggered. But the very nature of it is one that causes friction. But if she had been Nesua, if she was already fully married and now living with the husband, then this whole neder wouldn't get off the ground, because she's obliged to do what she has to do for the husband, and she can't make that type of a neder in the first place.